It's Helping Hand. Friday afternoons on All Things Considered, an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. We are welcoming back our friend Jesse Savio. He's a guitarist from the local rock act Kings of Spade. You may recall they were on as a music interview not that long ago, but now he's back on Helping Hand. They have a show. It's coming up tonight at the Republic. Lounge doors at 6, so just in a moment or two, the lounge will be opening. The venue doors at 8, and then Kings of Spade, his band, as well as fellow local rockers 8250, they're going to be presenting a Willie K benefit concert. Legendary local musician is battling lung cancer, and this event is going to offer 100% of the proceeds to support his medical bills. Over his career, Willie K has participated in numerous benefits and fundraisers, and Kings of Spade are gathering with many fellow local entertainers to try their best to offer Willie K a helping hand. Jesse Savio, welcome back, Jesse.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, man, it's great to be here.
First, the show, it came together how exactly? And then tell us about the laundry list of folks that you have rallied for what will be a remarkable evening.
Sure. Uncle Willie is a very fitting name for him in general as to like how he relates to people. He invited us out. This is actually kind of a fun story about how I'd always heard of him and I'd never met the guy. As you were saying, like some of his charitable events, he throws a blues fest every year over on Maui. And he has some big names come over for it. It benefits the Kidney Foundation. So one morning, I get this call from a phone number I didn't recognize. I pick it up, like, hello? And he's like, hey, this Uncle Willie K. And I was like, what? He's like, this Uncle Willie K. And I was like, I'm sorry, who is this? And he goes, this is Uncle Willie K. He's like, oh, Uncle Willie, hey, how's it going? He's like, wanted to see if you guys wanted to come over and play Blues Fest over in Maui. And they raise a lot of money for the Kidney Foundation. I've gone over and played it, you know, a good number of times. Wow. I found myself on stage with him, Billy Gibbons, Steven Tyler at this end jam playing like Sweet Home Chicago. Turns around and gives me a little head nod. Of course, on the radio, you couldn't see that I just did a head nod, but he's like, take it, go on. And I'm like, let me take the solo. Like, I'm a nice guy, you know? And he's just been really encouraging to us as a band and phone calls to his friends when he can on our behalf.
Wow.
And so when we heard this, immediately we were like, well, we gotta do something to help. And they've been putting on a lot of benefit.
Yeah, there have been a ton of things.
Totally.
I think what you're showing, though, is a lot of people have their own personal connections for how he has helped them.
So we're like, what can we do? Well, the one thing we know how to do is put on a rock show. What better tribute to this? I mean, this dude rocks. His roots are Hawaiian, and he nails that falsetto, and he can sing anything. You ever hear that guy sing opera?
I've heard him.
That guy kills opera. But he loves to rock.
I know, you know? He does.
So we're like, all right, how about we do a rock tribute show? And we're going to pick 5 rock hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then we're going to bring up different singers to feature on each one.
So that's how all these guests, Paula Fuga's one, Yoza, Keith Batlin.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be a part of this?
Violetta Beretta, Big Mox, Dave Edry, Andy from the band 7 Pairs of Iron Shoes, Joel Spiral. So we got all these people on board. The band, Kings of Spade, learns all these songs.
I don't want to give away all the stuff, but if you ever hear Kings of Spade, singer does a mean Joplin presentation. Yeah. So Janis will be represented there. I see Zeppelin, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, you should hear her do Axel.
Rage Against the Machine, all kinds of different stuff, different eras. So you've played with Willie a handful of times over the years.
Yeah.
Does he know about the concert?
He does, yeah. We're not sure if he's going to be able to make it. Hopefully he'll be able to make it. But it wasn't even really on our mind.
No, you're doing it for him. It's about him being there.
And then, you know, if people can't make it to the show tonight, he has a GoFundMe campaign.
We'll have the link for it in the online post. And so folks who cannot make it to the show tonight, it's another avenue to do it. You can go to the show. It's $20 at the door. 100% of the ticket sales for tonight are going to Willie K's battle against lung cancer. The GoFundMe page, I'll have the link at the post for this, where we'll have the full interview, the radio feature, and the contact details for Kings of Spade, which is kingsofspade.com. And of course, you can find all the other Helping Hand segments archived there too at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's a benefit. It's tonight at the Republic in Honolulu. Lounge doors in a few minutes, venue doors at 8. Local Rockers 8250 opening for Kings of Spade, who will bring out a whole bunch of local talent, all doing it in honor of Willie K to raise funds for his battle against cancer. It's guitarist, songwriter for Kings of Spade, Jesse Savio, doing some good in the community, and our guest today on Helping Hand. Thanks for doing what you're doing for Willie and inspiring other people to take advantage of whatever skill they have and realize how much potential they've got to do some good with it. I know once a month you go as a volunteer to play music for people at a nursing home, and yeah. you do that because you just want to give back. So there's so many ways people can have heard this and go, you know what, I have something I could do, and I have this talent, I have this skill, I didn't even realize I could harness it. So thanks for being a source of inspiration and for doing this gig.
Oh, thanks, man. My pleasure.